Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Are you recording this?
Yes.
You should be. Because this is really epic stuff. Today's Mike and Judy show is brought to you by Roberta's. You like that one? Because Roberta's is pretty awesome, right? And Mike, there's Mike and there's Judy. Right?
It's pretty good. What is Roberta's?
We make food.
All right.
What do you do?
Make radio.
Barely.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. From border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show. Spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are. The Nichols and May of the Now Generation, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
All right, we're back. Jack, what are those barnyard animals?
I don't know. They're running around here.
Hey, Judy, how's it going?
Kill him, Jack.
How's it going, Judy? So glad to be back. I want to tell you about the great lunch I had. It was a steak sandwich, but instead of putting the bread on the outside, I put the steak on the outside. These really bloody steaks, and I put the bread and the cheese on the inside.
Delicious.
And then I had some ostrich nachos.
Jack's busy.
So tell me, Judy, what did you have for lunch today?
I had a carne asada burrito.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
To celebrate our guests today.
Woo! Today is meat eaters versus vegetarian and vegan day. This is exciting.
These girls could take us, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm bringing my A game.
We're got old today. And flabby, fueled by animal fats. They're lean, mean, tattooed fighting machines.
Oh, good Lord.
Why don't you introduce our friends?
Well, you know why I eat meat? Ego. Because I want to be on top of the food chain. God didn't give me these teeth for squashing tomatoes. He gave me them for ripping flesh. Today we have our good friend Natalie Slater of BakeAndDestroy.com from Chicago, Illinois, visiting us today. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Awesome to be here. And our friend Melissa Elliott, author of The Vegan Girl's Guide to Life.
That's me.
And what's your advice for a vegan girl? Do vegan girls sleep with meat eaters?
Depends on the vegan girl.
Damn, I thought it depended on the meat eater.
I pretended to be a vegetarian once so someone would make out with me. He said, I can't imagine making out with someone who ate meat. I was like, oh, yeah, that's so gross. So then I got to make out with him, but...
Well, why? Last night, Melissa, you were telling me you're a vegan for ethical reasons, not health reasons.
Yeah, definitely.
Ethical reasons. You know, our sponsors here, Roberta's Heritage Food... Heritage Meat Eaters was one of the largest providers of pork bellies, but ethically, sustainably, responsibly sourced meat. You don't think it's possible to responsibly...
How do you ethically murder something? Just a question for you.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly
there's
painlessly.
There's a heritage expert in the other room weighing in.
I think it's the same guy that did the sponsor drop.
Yeah, I mean... I know. I was a vegetarian for a short time after I read a book about slaughterhouses. And then I went on a trip to Germany where it was really hard to be a vegetarian.
I just moved from Germany.
It was 20 years
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, times have changed. It was tough in Europe before. It was tough to find anything green, let alone maintain yourself with eating meat. But I ask you this. What do you say to the lion when he's eating the zebra?
The lion is a carnivore. We're omnivores.
We're omnivores. Omni...
We don't have to eat meat.
No, you don't have to, and I respect your decision, but not to. But I think eating meat is part of, it's part of evolution. This is why God gave us the bow and arrow.
I disagree. I don't think animals were put on this earth for us to eat, personally.
And I'm looking at the cute little dog on her lap. So easily swayed.
Who is vegan,
on this?
By
if
the
they
way?
Didn't want us
really?
To eat,
yes.
If they didn't want us to eat pigs, why did he make them taste so delicious?
Why do they have the intelligence of a 3-year-old? Do you want to eat 3-year-olds? Maybe.
Wow, that's like a Rick Santorum kind of, if gays get to be married, no. We're going to be like fucking cows and marrying buses.
And you know what?
Kind
some babies are loud. They should be eaten. They've got those pudgy little legs.
I'd rather eat a baby than an animal.
Oh, wow. That's really going to further your cause.
I would argue that our delicious vegan dinner last night was you know.
Dinner was mostly delicious last night.
You don't seem as sold, Mike.
What, on the vegan dinner? Well, the tahini sauce was pretty gloppy, actually.
That is not the
Wednesday salad was
food.
Awesome.
The salad was good, but nothing I couldn't have made
and we,
at home.
And how, what about cans. The Sunday? You got the
Sunday was amazing. I will say that the vegan Sunday, the non-dairy soy Sunday, I was pretty sold on that. I know, it's fucked up, right?
And Mike also got the girliest Sunday out of all of us, too.
Yes.
It was all
twirly. Did he get rainbow sprinkles?
I would have.
I would have any vegan rainbow sprinkles.
Oh, look, Sundays are gay. There's a good gay. There's not going to be a macho Sunday no matter how you slice it. Not like that steak sandwich I had today. So, Natalie Bacon Destroy, you're not a vegan though. You're a vegetarian.
Right, yeah.
Because you can't resist the allure of cheese.
Yeah, that's part of my problem. I'm a vegetarian with vegan tendencies. I eat mostly vegan, but there are a few splurges here and there. What? I'm from Chicago and the pizza
the pork
is
butcher of the world?
Yeah.
The hog butcher of the world.
Yeah, yeah. But,
and you have those delicious Chicago hot dogs.
And steaks. Chicago's big on
steaks.
Yeah.
That stuff's all, none of that stuff really appeals to me, but.
You don't just want to go.
Pizza that does me.
You don't
want
to just go into the Wiener Circle one day?
Well, yeah.
The problem is with the Wiener Circle and you is that you don't drink either.
Right.
And that's a place.
It's less fun to be screamed at when you're sober.
Yeah, that's one of those places that doesn't really work unless you're pretty intoxicated.
What is it, like the soup Nazi for hot dogs?
No, you've been in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Last time, the gag is a lot of screaming and cussing.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. I went in there not knowing what the gimmick was.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
You should look it up on YouTube, and there's videos of unsuspecting drunk yuppies going in there and ordering. The best is when you order a chocolate milkshake and the girls behind the counter actually throw their shirts up and just shake their titties at you.
Oh my God.
I was in there with my brother, one of his drunk frat boy friends, uh-huh. right? And we get in there and he says to the woman on the counter, it's like, hey, bitch, serve me one with everything, right? And get your cow ass moving now. I'm like, holy shit, we're going to get shot, okay? Because, it could be pretty tough looking customers in there. I'm like, oh my God. And the next bunch of customers were these girls, they were out for their prom or something. They pulled out of a limousine mm-hmm. and it was the same thing. Like, hey, fatso, get over here. And give me a hot dog. I'm like, holy shit. But that's the gimmick over there.
And New York is the least friendly.
They give it back to you.
They give it back
to
you.
Yeah, they're like, do you want fries with that faggot?
And I'm leaving out the racist material for our very sensitive audience.
But yeah, that
I'm a little
down.
Shocked.
People love it.
It's awesome.
I mean,
they didn't grow up in my family where that was like dinner, every night. I don't need to pay somebody.
You
to
know what?
Do
I do. I go back on the being sober thing though, because that's one of CM Punk's favorite places to take unsuspecting coworkers.
CM Punk, the audacious genius of professional
how
wrestling.
Hot he is. He's so cute.
He's vegan right now. Just
he
saying.
Is vegan right now. Just throw that out there.
Vegan. I've already proved that.
He's a lean green juicing machine lately. He's been juicing everything.
How did you hook up with a professional wrestler?
Not in
a sexual way.
Right.
I know you're a married woman.
Yeah, right. We met at a party when we were teenagers.
Okay, so he's an old pal.
Yeah, yeah. We bonded over Pez, actually.
Is that vegan?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just ask me.
I didn't care. I was like the cheeseburger queen then, but
really?
But yeah. Oh yeah. Wasn't born a vegetarian.
Most people are not born vegetarian.
So it's not like being gay.
Right. No, sorry.
It's a lot like being gay, but
but not nearly as
slightly
much fun.
Different.
Well, speaking of fun, you're also self-described straight. Jack, hit that song while we get ready for the big talk about sober and straight. Yeah. Because most of our guests have smoked angel dust.
Right.
Those lyrics were, I don't even think about speed. That's not something I need.
Oh, because I gave you the one with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how I feel about speed. It's It's 10 times cheaper than Coke, 100 times as strong. It is the drug, you know. It's such a good drug. I love
You're too old to do speed, Mike. Sorry.
You know, the thing about speed, it's so misunderstood. It's like, it's what you do when you're doing something else. Speed is not an activity. LSD is an activity.
Ugh.
You've heard my public service announcements. You know this. You know, smoking crack and drinking beer are activities, but speed is what you do when you're doing something else. And
like cleaning your house.
We're playing the bass in Motorhead.
It's an accessory drug.
An accessory drug. So, straight edge, you've always been sober?
Yeah.
So you've never even been stoned, never been drunk.
Mm-mm.
So you don't miss it because you don't know how horrible it can be.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, I mean, I went to a Catholic high school, and
that would make you drink more.
No. All the people I hated. Those were the people I hated. It was the jocks and just the asshole girls. They were the ones that, like, you know, got drunk in their parents' basements and smoked pot and stuff. So. I, you know, on the flip side of that was like going to hardcore shows at Krishna temples and
how Dave Reagan Youth.
Yes.
Hardcore. Will you tell us the story again, how you lost your nose ring in Dave's dreadlocks?
Shut up.
I love that story. So
it was a tender moment in a squat. My nose ring fell out in his giant big dreadlock, and I had to go dig through it.
Dave was a nice Jewish hardcore sort of proto hippie hardcore guy. The last time I was at Angelica's was with Dave, probably 1984. Dave was the guy who'd come over to my house and say, "Hey, can I get a crasher tonight?" And sure, and like 2 weeks later, he was there, still there, and filling up my refrigerator with his food and saying, "Keep your fucking meat away from my tahini sauce."
Oh,
as if they were
sounds like Melissa.
Hey. I'm not that vegan.
Well, I remember you had visitors from New Zealand and they couldn't keep their fluffer nutter in your house or something like that.
No, it wasn't that they couldn't keep it in my house. I just asked that all non-vegan items stay in their bags.
Okay.
It was a vegan household. Everyone who lived there was vegan. So I just thought, okay, out of respect for the people who live here, we're letting you stay here. Just abide by the rules.
So a vegan, so fluffer nutter is not vegan because there's lard in it, right? There's
exactly. Animal products. It's egg whites.
It's egg whites, right.
Wow, that seems like, now what's wrong with eggs? If they're hatched like from little chickens who aren't stuck in pens with no feet,
they're not.
No, the egg industry is possibly the worst. Worse than the meat industry.
But what if you get like?
What if they're from Judy's farm?
Like my chickens in my backyard.
I mean, that's your choice. They're your chickens. You can do what you want with them. Personally,
fry them, fricassee them, barbecue them,
whatever you want to do. It's your deal. But for me, I don't feel that we need to eat eggs. I don't feel that animals were put on this earth for us to use. So because we don't need to, I personally wouldn't eat eggs, even if I had rescued the chickens myself and they were living in my backyard. I personally wouldn't eat them. But if other people wanted to eat them, that's their choice.
Well, with that, Jack, I think we have a public service announcement we'd like to play while we take a short break. This is the Mike and Judy Show, broadcasting live from Roberta's on the Heritage Radio Network.
Nothing beats a stroll in cattle country. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such educational films as 2 - 3 = -Fun and Firecrackers, the Silent Killer.
Mr. McClure?
Oh, hello, Bobby.
Jimmy, I'm curious as to how meat gets from the ranch to my stomach.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down, Jimmy. You just asked a mouthful. It all starts here in the high-density feedlot. Then when the cattle are just right, it's time for them to graduate from Bovine University. Come on, Jimmy. Let's take a peek at the killing floor. Don't let the name throw you, Jimmy. It's not really a floor. It's more of a steel grating that allows material to sluice through so it can be collected and exported. Getting hungry, Jimmy?
Mr. McClure, I have a crazy friend who says it's wrong to eat meat. Is he crazy?
No, just ignorant. You see, your crazy friend never heard of the food chain. Just ask this scientician. He'll tell you that in nature, one creature invariably eats another to survive. Don't kid yourself, Jimmy. If a cow ever got the chance, he'd eat you and everyone you care about.
Wow, Mr. Mr. McClure. I was a grade-A moron to ever question eating meat.
Yes, you were, Jimmy. Yes, you were.
You're hurting me.
And we're back.
Everything I know I've learned from Troy McClure.
I love Jack's collection of sound effects. I think they're getting better every single week.
Thank you.
We're having a very... I wish we were on television right now because we're going to have a taste test of a vegan chocolate and bacon bar.
Yeah, that Mike bought me.
Mike bought something vegan, which is probably the only time that it's ever happened.
It's a fakin' bacon bar from a... What is it called?
Rescue Chocolate.
And what, Melissa, you were saying about... the company?
All the proceeds go to Animal Rescue. Aww. From everything. Aww. So the person just makes them and all the money goes to rescuing animals.
But I just rescued a kitten. Did I tell you about my kitten?
How's Mitzi?
Mitzi's so cute.
Really?
She didn't get ugly yet.
What cute things is she doing today?
She slept on my head last night, on my ear, and I even let her, even though she kept me awake with the purring.
You better stop that. She'll do that forever.
She can't forever.
You're going to have a giant cat sleeping on your head.
I got one of those. It reminds me of that joke, or did I tell this 2 weeks ago?
But the on the Crazy Cat Lady show?
No, did I tell? Yeah, I think I did the Crazy Cat Lady show, but the guy came into the bar with a cat in his shoulder.
Where'd you get the asshole?
All right. I refer everybody back to our archives on heritageradionetwork.com to hear that joke. But Natalie, vegetarian that you are, and dog rescuing bacon, faking chocolate, eating chica that you are, I understand that you actually hate animals.
Yeah, I don't like animals. Maybe that's why I don't eat them, because I don't want them in my mouth, and I don't want them anywhere near me.
They're so cute with their big eyes, and
I don't like fur on my things, and I don't like smells, and I just don't like them.
And you have a child, and you don't like smells.
My kid is insanely clean.
That's
he's
nurture.
OCD. Your husband's fault. Yeah, my husband.
Fault. Yeah, husband and a child.
He follows me with a dustbuster. He vacuums our kid.
Wow. Can I just borrow him for a few days?
We did. We just had fish. And we had a couple snails. And I actually did love my snails. But one
died.
They're
so cuddly and soft.
Oh, yeah. I would love to let them sleep on my head.
Oh, but, yeah.
Then my husband ended up killing them. So
escargot.
That was not very vegan of
it
him.
It wasn't.
Did he kill them with butter? And garlic. It's called escargot. It's a delicacy in France. Speaking of butter, we were just telling us about the butter perfume.
Oh, yeah. Well, so my friend James and I explored the Chelsea area today, and we went over to Billy's Bakery, which I've always wanted to go to.
Oh, so good.
It smells like butter heaven in there.
Yeah.
And I was telling him if somebody could make that a perfume, that I would wear that butter smell every day, but that we would have to make like an earth balance smell for Melissa to wear.
Which is vegan butter, if you don't
right,
know.
Right, yeah. And then we're saying, well, we could just rub butter on your...
I'm sure there's a perfume store on Kent Avenue in Williamsburg that makes perfume of every smell you could possibly imagine.
If they could hook up a butter smell.
I mean,
they make
have
butter extract, so why couldn't they do a perfume? There's a company that does like every type of perfume ever.
Dirt.
Grass.
Oh,
right. All those things. Yeah, so they must have.
Yeah.
They have cupcakes, so why wouldn't they have butter?
Yeah.
Butter's delicious.
I don't know. I would wear that.
Don't milk cows want to be milked?
No.
They don't?
That's utterly ridiculous. Okay, let's try this fake and bacon.
All right.
Let's try it.
All right, because can you explain to me how this bacon is made? What goes on here? Why does it...
Yeah, you're a chef, Melissa.
Okay. I would have to look at the ingredients list. I don't know what kind. There are many types of fake bacon in the vegan world. Actually, the new trend is using things like eggplant or carrots or coconut. And flavoring them with like kind of a sweet, salty mixture, a lot of like maple and there's liquid smoke, things like that, soy sauce. And then
this
you kind of
bacon-y.
Get that.
It's the bacon comes on like with like a little late, you know.
Okay, I guess
the
I
chocolate,
should try
chocolate hits
it.
You
yeah,
first
try
and
it.
The bacon sort of comes around the corner a little later.
And let's talk about fake meat.
I was going to say, I'm not really a fake meat person.
Like faux turkey?
I had a vegetarian boyfriend. I made him a tofurkey.
No.
It was so nasty.
They are disgusting.
They're horrible.
It was like a big turd with stuffing.
Yeah. It's like a chewy football of grossness.
Well, what is it though? Why vegetarians seem to need to replicate meat? I mean, if vegetables and vegan cooking was so good, you'd think you wouldn't have to imitate cheeseburgers and hot dogs and turkeys and bacon.
Well,
and you'd be very happy there on the side of Magic Mountain with your unicorn.
A lot of people when they decide to stop eating meat, they mentally subtract the meat off of their plate, mm-hmm. you know, and they're mm-hmm. left with, you know, crappy side dishes.
Right,
and
like
so,
peas and the peas and carrot
yes,
mixture.
Yes, yeah. you know, and so they and feel the need to like substitute it with a fake version of whatever instead of just rethinking altogether like where they're getting their protein and where they're getting, you know, their all their different like their fiber and all their nutrients. They're just
do you guys miss the taste of meat at all?
I don't know. But I also feel like if I wanted something meaty, there's substitutes that I could have that are similar. But
what, like eggplant? I mean, that's
no,
kind of the
I mean,
meatiest vegetable.
Or shrimp cocktail?
No. No, you know, if you talk to most vegans and vegetarians, they don't like to admit it. But, you know, the reality is meat tastes good. It
yeah.
does taste good.
Yeah.
I would never say it doesn't. I mean, I'm vegan and I would never eat it, but it
How
tastes good.
How long have you
good.
Been vegan?
I've been vegan for 5 years and I was vegetarian for 6 years. So I haven't eaten meat in 11 years. I'm alive and well. It's not that meat doesn't taste good. It's just that either some people for health reasons, environmental reasons, or for ethical reasons choose not to eat it. So when people eat fake meat, it's not because they think meat is gross. Some people don't like the idea of fake meat because they associate it too much with what it's supposed to be and
right.
they can't deal with it. But a lot of people want to replicate those flavors they grew up with, those tastes they grew up mm-hmm. with, but do it in a cruelty-free way. And so it's they eat the fake meat because they feel like, you know, it's similar to meat. It's not the same, but it's similar. It gives them...
Tofurkey is cruelty, though, to the
tofurkey,
person.
Cruelty to your mouth.
Tofurkey is not delicious. Like
yeah. It's mocking the turkey. How do you think the turkey feels? Consider the turkey, as David Foster Wallace might have
almost,
said. Consider the turkey.
Almost ate fried chicken when I was pregnant with my son because I thought that I might die if I didn't get to eat it because it smelled so good.
Oh, I like fried chicken.
I know some vegans vegetarian?
Hmm?
Is your child vegetarian?
Yeah, he's vegetarian. He thinks it's really weird that people eat animals because he didn't know people did. And mm-hmm. then actually we were watching Food Network one night and Elton Brown was like cutting open a chicken with kitchen scissors. And he's like, what is he doing? I'm like, well, he's cutting open a chicken. He's
Isn't like, that like pornography for you people? For your people?
I watch all the time. I watch people cooking meat and I'm like, and then I realized like 20 minutes in, I'm like, what am I watching this for? But like he's like, that's not a chicken. Chickens have a beak and feathers. I'm like, well, that's what they look like when, you know, people take their heads off. And he was like, just couldn't, like, he just, you know, his little eyes welled up with tears, like, why would somebody do that? And like then we went through this whole thing for weeks, like, you know, well, do people eat dogs? Well, yeah, some people do eat dogs. Well, do people eat, you know, do they eat cats? Will somebody eat grandma's dog? Like, you know, like lots of these questions. But to him, he's grown up, you know, vegetarian. He thinks it's weird, but...
And when grandma dies, when grandma's dog dies, do they go to the same heaven? We'll save that for another show. Tell
We've
us about...
avoided that hole.
Tell us about BaconDestroy.com.
Okay. Well, BaconDestroy.com is my website that I started actually shortly after my son was born. I was I used to work as a baker professionally, and I got out of it. And then when he was little, I started, you know, we were broke because we had a baby. And so all the stuff that I used to go to my favorite bakeries and buy, like I started just making it at home and blogging all the recipes and
BaconDestroy.com kind of rocks, even says the meat eater. It's fantastic. And, of course, your great wrestling-themed bake-off every
mm-hmm.
year.
Sugar Slam.
Was the bestest. It's the awesomest. Who won this year? Was it the tie-dye Billy Graham cake? I love the tie-dye pie.
It's actually the same girl who made that one with her Gorilla Monsoon banana cake.
This is unbelievable.
With the poured sugar glasses.
I'm telling you, Judy, wow. Wrestling fans will inherit the earth. Just wait and see.
There's
well,
already
now that
there's
I know
people
there's a
working
cute
on
one.
There.
I mean, I thought Dwayne The Rock Johnson was the last cute wrestler.
I can't wait for our big WrestleMania show. CM Punk, our friend, does present me with the conundrum, though, a philosophical conundrum, because I generally do not root for baby faces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just I'm just hardwired to root for the bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, and when he
but
was,
he's like a heel face.
He's, yeah, he's a tweener. You know,
yeah.
Sort of. I did like when they were promoting his cult and he was sort of yelling at all the potheads
yeah.
in the audience. You know, kind of made me want to stop
smoking
pot.
Him texting me and asking whether or not he could shave my head on TV for that.
You said no? Yeah, hey, let me tell you something.
You're a bad friend,
Natalie.
Let me
tell you something, bake and destroy. If it's good enough for Vince McMahon, it's good enough for you.
My beautiful hair. I wouldn't be in my own bangs and tattoos cult, though.
Oh, man. It's like all Natalie's friends have bangs and tattoos and are, like, super fucking hot.
He couldn't leave the bangs for you like I used to do in the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, we laugh about it, but these women really are too good looking for television.
Yes, they are. Lucky Jack. Well, Jack is having a good day.
Can I just say, full disclosure, I actually have rabbit sausage right in front of me in the studio.
Oh, man!
You're turning off the hot chicks, Jack.
I know.
Wow, the girls here have... We actually have a matching rabbit tattoo, the two of us.
We do.
Nice.
What? Oh, man.
Mine has vitiligo.
Jack's in
matching
there killing...
rabbit tattoos.
Jack's in there killing bugs.
The bunny. Yeah.
Chef hats.
It was Patrick. I mean, I just took it from him.
If Patrick told you to jump off a bridge, what would you do then?
Oh, well, no. Stolen meat, that's a whole nother thing. So you're a freegan.
Well, if I recall, Jack, you know, when we gave you some vegetables at Christmas time, Patrick was the first guy to pinch a few. So it turned about as fair play, rabbit sausage. Doesn't that sound great?
No.
No? You don't eat rabbit? You're a speciesist? Are there things you don't
like
eat?
I like bunnies. I don't.
You like bunnies?
Yeah, like.
What don't you eat?
I don't like fish. It grosses me out.
Because it smells like fish?
Yeah, and I don't like the texture. Pork, I don't eat that much of. No.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
I don't like things that I can tell were alive, which is really hypocritical. That's why I like a cheeseburger. It could be anything if I can fool myself into it.
Mike, would you eat any meat presented to you?
Any meat presented to you? Boy, Jack, you're painting with a pretty broad brush there.
Yeah, well...
What meat don't I put into my mouth? Is that what you're asking?
Right.
I'm pretty omnivore. You know, I lived in Spain for many years, and rabbit was on the lunch menu a lot of times. You'd get the roast suckling pig on the lunch menu, the cheap stuff, and there could be like the mandible jaw right there smiling at you in your plate.
Oof.
I tend not to eat guts. I'm not like a big tripe guy. Yeah. I don't really do kidney. Grandma's chicken liver was okay.
What about like horse?
Well, you know, there's some cured meats in Europe. It's not really a horse. It's more like a mule that can be quite good.
Donkey. You should see the Greek Easter that I have to look at when I go to my boyfriend's house.
What does that Adonis
entrails.
Put in his mouth to keep his...
They fight over the brain. They fight over the eyeballs. His family are animals.
I have eaten goat eyeball.
Wow.
My neighbor fed it to me when I was a child.
No wonder you're a vegan.
Okay. I know. He killed the goat himself.
Okay.
And
it's all making sense.
And brought it home and fed me the eyeball.
Nice. I've had a goat sandwich on white bread down at a big picnic party in Oxford, Mississippi, near Oxford, Mississippi, up
but
in the hill country.
But was it eyeballs?
Goats are awesome.
If I did eat meat, I think I would probably go for goat because it sounds pretty
so metal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really quick, I delivered a entire goat carcass to a customer for Heritage Foods. It was in a garbage bag in my trunk.
Ugh.
Oh, man. God. Sounds like outtakes and Goodfellas or something.
The tongue was sticking out and everything. Oh. It was weird.
You do it all, Jack.
You are.
Like, you get us pizza, you like deliver goats.
Deliver goat.
And I really thought you were gonna say you delivered a litter of goats.
I wish.
Because that would be cool. Like,
that's good. And guess what, Judy?
What?
Once again, it's been the fastest half hour on the internet today. Can you believe it? So Natalie Bacon Destroy, tell us where to find you.
BaconDestroy.com.
And please follow Natalie on Twitter and Facebook because her feeds and her posts are absolutely fantastic. And you get to see her incredibly good-looking kid. And Melissa's book?
Oh, The Vegan Girl's Guide to Life by Melissa Elliott.
Right on.
And Twitter, Melissa, @Melissa.
There you go. From Mike and Judy and the Heritage Radio Network and Jack, the goat-eating engineer to the stars.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Could be human crime.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.